All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And every week we talk about issues dealing with mental health from a more holistic perspective, which means body, mind, and spirit, keeping in balance all that we are and dealing with change and insight and growth from a place that is inclusive of all aspects of who we are. Tonight's topic actually will definitely encompass all that. Tonight we're going to be talking about the porn industry, how it hurts. The title of it is The Porn Industry, How It Hurts and How It Helps Its Own. The impact the sex industry can have on sex workers and porn stars, emotional, psychological, physical, and spiritual well-being. And my guest tonight, who I'll be introducing later, is Sharon Mitchell, a former porn star herself and executive director of the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation. Tell the truth faster. Lots of power in those words, actually, and it's a philosophy that I've been using since I first heard those words more than 17 years ago. And it basically is about looking inside and being as honest as possible, as quickly as possible, with ourselves, with our higher power, with whatever individuals we're dealing with, as a way of not carrying around any baggage, any burden, moving it quickly. And the more quickly we do that, the more freedom we can experience in our lives. Now, this is a live call-in show. And in addition to Sharon, I'm hoping that some of the gay porn stars that have expressed interest in participating in the show will be calling in later. But if you have questions or comments you want to add, the toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. So, the porn industry. One thing we know is sex sells, certainly in a cliched term, whether it's from Madison Avenue in terms of advertisements we see, whether it's about clothing or perfume or cars or whatever, we know that sex sells. You watch TV today and you can see everything's about half-naked bodies, flirtation right through the screen, all that sort of stuff. So whether it's from Madison Avenue or the San Fernando Valley, which is, from what I understand, the headquarters of the porn industry in this country, which is the San Fernando Valley, is in Los Angeles, and apparently has more porn production companies and distribution companies per square foot than anywhere else in the world, from what I've heard. So we know that sex sells. And we also know, well, let me actually back up a little bit. I've actually been very much involved with the sex industry and the porn industry, not from the direction that you might be thinking right now, but actually about 17 years ago I met Karen Dior, who is a famous drag queen and porn star, and Sharon Kane, who's also been in the industry, and they became friends and actually rebirthing cohorts. And through them, I met other porn stars, other sex workers. They became, you know, people became clients, friends. And I've really been able to blow apart my own myths of what the porn industry is about and the people that get into it. You know, most of us, I think, have this feeling that most people in the industry, in front or behind the cameras, are drug addicts, sad, pathetic, wayward, lost souls sucked into the industry by leeches or leches taking advantage of vulnerable runaways or naive small town boys and girls. You know, certainly that's been helped along through the film industry and a lot of media. But in my own experience, while there is a degree of people in the industry who are very hurt by the choices that they're making, and please understand that everything we do in our lives, you know, is a bad choice. But there are also people who choose to be in the industry that I have found to be very intelligent, conscious, and even very spiritual individuals who are very conscious about helping not just their own, but also the community at large. Someone like Will Clark, who's a friend of mine who does fundraisers, has done fundraisers for years through his Bad Boys Pool Party that has raised tens of thousands of dollars for Aid for AIDS in Los Angeles and other community organizations elsewhere. And there are so many others that I've met, for everyone from Karen Dior and many others that I've met who have been very involved with raising money, not just for AIDS organizations, but other conscious health care concerns. I also know that there are people who have chosen the sex industry and the porn industry. There was one guy I met recently who has a PhD in archaeology, college professor, who doing porn has truly been a choice and something that he wanted to do. So in light of all this breaking of these myths and our misconceptions about the vast majority of people who are in the sex industry or in the porn industry, it's important also to realize that this is an industry. While the porn industry may not have been around for centuries and centuries and centuries, the sex industry has. In the sense of prostitution. We know it goes back to biblical times. Is it going to be wiped out by the people who think there's a sin involved? I'm not here to judge whether this is right or wrong. What I am here to do today is raise people's consciousness. Take a look at places like Holland that has legalized it so that there is an opportunity for people who are in the industry to be taken care of in terms of their health, their mental health, their physical health, well-being, so that even their clients are less at risk of things, and that the clients as well as the prostitutes and sex workers themselves have a higher quality of life and a different level of self-esteem. So we're dealing with issues then not of judgment here. Today, you know, some of the callers may have a lot of strong judgment about this industry, and, you know, that's your prerogative, and you're welcome to express it on the air. We're also here to take away some of the mystique. We're also here to take a look at, from people who are in the industry, what they've been able to do, why they got into the industry, what it has done for them in a positive way as well as maybe a negative way, and what the industry itself is doing to take care of its own and to educate people who are considering going into this industry, and how it helps people who are having rough times within it, whether it's emotional or physical or health care. So that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about this evening. We could do a lot to shut down, or at least attempt to shut down, what people consider the sex industry. But we've also seen cultures where people are forced to hide behind veils and large flowing clothing so that there's no implication of sexuality whatsoever. We've seen repressive societies that over the years, over the history, have sent people to prison, burned people, all sorts of things for being sexual beings. All of us are sexual beings. We can look at a culture like Egypt that sent a teenager to prison, whether or not he was guilty, but for being a homosexual. or maybe he even wasn't, but he was sent to prison for, I think, 2 or 3 years because he was charged with this and the courts found him guilty of it. You know, every culture has a right to decide how they operate. We have a culture here that is inclusive. We have a constitution that allows people to make choices. We have a constitution that allows people to participate in things so long as they're not harming one another or themselves. That's what this country's about. So whatever your opinion is about the porn industry, about the sex industry, we're going to be discussing it tonight with Sharon and whoever calls in terms of people within the industry. And any of the listeners, feel free to call in a little bit later. One of the ironies, actually, I'm actually on vacation right now. I've been in Seattle, and I'm up in Vancouver right now. And last night was the opening night of a play called Making Porn, starring two gay porn stars, Vince Rockland and Kyle Bradford. I would have called and asked to be on the show, but I know they're performing at this moment. There's another movie coming out that some friends of mine were involved in called The Fluffer. And my guest last week, Mike Zemanski, also reviewed this and produced by John Siller, and one of the directors is Wash West. People have been very involved, and this is now a film that's going to be released, what would be called mainstream. It's a very powerful film, actually. I saw a premiere of it in L.A. And I think it's important to realize that what has been fringe for so long is now beginning to become mainstream. That means people, even in the sex industry, are gaining more focus, gaining a little bit more respect, and I think it's the people that are actually reaching out to people within the industry to improve their lot, to improve their well-being, mental health, spiritual health, and physical health and well-being that will add to what I believe could be a greater sense of support for people who may be having a difficult time within the industry. And again, that gets back to choice. So, we're going to be taking a short break here. And when we come back, I'll be introducing my guest, and we'll get to some listeners. Stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Math Power by Pat Kinshaft is the only math book I ever read that I couldn't put down, and I always had a lot of difficulty with math. My husband couldn't believe that I was reading a math book in bed. But Math Power had a lot of good ideas. It made me think about math in new ways, as patterns and as a language. Now I realize I should teach math equally with language. I've used a lot of the ideas from the book. For Christmas, I bought my children plastic measuring cups for the bath. They have a lot of fun measuring in the tub. When we cook, we emphasize math more since I read the book. I even made up a number song, and I sing it to my children when I put them to bed. It's amazing! Even I am enjoying math since I read Math Power, How to Help Your Child Love Math, Even If You Don't. You can enjoy it, too. Ask for Math Power by Pat Kinshaft at your local bookstore.
Is your child bright yet has problems reading, writing, spelling, following directions, or doing math? The new school year is just around the corner, so you should consider academic therapy at Basics Learning Center. Since 1994, children in the Phoenix and Mesa areas have benefited from the methods and curriculum proven effective in 30 years of research and used by the academic therapists at Basics Learning Center. At Basics Learning Center, your child will receive one-on-one remediation with certified teachers working with or without ASHA-certified speech pathologists. Basics Learning Center has two locations, in Mesa and Phoenix. Your child can reach his or her potential, improve self-esteem, and improve their grades dramatically, no matter what age your child. Basics Learning Center is also available for preschoolers with severe language delays. Call Basics Learning Center for more information. 602-494-0011. Give your child the help he or she needs. 602-494-0011. Basics Learning Center.
Besides purchasing a brand new car, the largest debt you can accrue is the mortgage to finance the purchase of a home. Now there's Dick Around the House, an American Family Mortgage presentation. For your home mortgage, refinancing, debt consolidation, credit repair, or investor property purchase, as well as cash out for any reason, call today. Why rent when you can own? Let Mike Austin and Richard Shreve show you how for free. They offer the fastest service and the lowest closing costs. 10 years of mortgage lending and underwriting experience on your side. Listen to KFNX AM 1100 every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. Call your one-stop mortgage shop for a good faith estimate at 480-425-9000. That's 480-425-9000. Let the team at American Family Mortgage qualify you for the home of your dreams.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, and actually I'm calling you from, speaking to you from Vancouver, British Columbia tonight. While on vacation, my first public service announcement actually is whenever you take a trip, whether you're in the country or out of country, always take your passport along with you. My first day of vacation, I had my wallet lifted, and my driver's license was the only photo ID I had. I had to wait 2 days to get my passport, actually three, from L.A., which held a lot of things up. But I finally got it, and I'm here. And I will know always to travel with two photo IDs from now on. We have a little bit of a glitch here, actually. We've been having some difficulty with the phone lines and haven't been able to hook Sharon Mitchell in. So if any of you are listening out there who were planning on calling in, please do so quickly. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Sharon and about what her organization does, because I think this really speaks to people within the porn industry understanding that there's a problem and reaching out to their own as well as to the community. Sharon actually herself spent 25 years in the adult entertainment industry as an actress, and she appeared in over 2,000 movies as a dancer, performing in venues all over the world, and has produced and directed over 42 movies herself. In 1996, Sharon survived a near-death fatal attack on her life by a crazed fan, which changed her life forever. Shortly after the attack, Ms. Mitchell returned to college and became a certified counselor specializing in HIV and chemical dependency. In 1998, there was an HIV outbreak in the adult entertainment industry involving many people that Sharon knew and had worked with when she was in the movies. The industry gave Sharon the support that she needed to found what's called the AIM Healthcare Foundation, or the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization that serves sex workers and the general public in areas of HIV testing and counseling of many types, including GYN services, STD testing, and treatment and industry-related educational groups, and videotape information materials. And today, AIM Healthcare serves over 400 clients a month and is expanding into a larger full-service facility to better serve the community. And Sharon herself is known as an expert and as a resource in sexual health and education and has been on many television and radio shows, and tonight, hopefully, including ours. She's also traveled the world and helped governments in Budapest, Hungary, and South Africa help set up similar programs to do outreach. The corporation she formed cares for the physical and emotional needs of sex workers and people who work in the adult entertainment industry. And they do it through their HIV and STD testing and treatment, counseling services, and support group programs. They are serving the sex worker community, and their goal is to provide health care for the body, mind, emotion, and spirit, as well as to take leadership position in promoting safe and responsible sexual behavior, not only for the adult entertainment industry, but for everyone. In addition to HIV-related services, AIM also provides condoms, testing, and treatment for other sexually transmitted diseases, pap smears, psychiatric assessment, drug and alcohol counseling, cosmetic surgery information, chiropractic healing and support groups such as relationship group, abuse survivors group, women of porn, and other special educational workshops. They have on staff a couple of chemical dependency counselors, certified chemical dependency counselors, and deals with both the straight as well as the gay porn industry. So one of the things that I've been aware of is that AIM has been out there in schools and in other venues, as well as even within the porn industry's venues, like the Adult Video Awards through the AVN magazine, where, you know, they make sure that the word is out there. They make sure that people in the sex industry know that they exist. And hopefully we'll be able to get the phone line straightened out, and we'll be hearing from you, if not Sharon herself. So stay tuned.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Dance with Bev over coffee about Bev's Gems. How to start your own business, invest in real estate, market your own products or business, and make your investments work for you. Bev would love to share her gems of experience with you and the experiences of her other clients, as well as having you share your experiences. Fridays at 6 a.m. while you're commuting. Don't forget your cell phones, because Bev will share her gems every Friday at 6 a.m. on KFNX. So call her at 602-277-KFNX. Bev has a wealth of gems rolling up her sleeves and getting involved in clients' lives while being a marketing consultant and running her own marketing business, as well as being a real estate agent, all at the same time as helping people start their new businesses. Bev has helped people start successful businesses, help them buy property, and market their products. She's even looking into being a broker so she can help you arrange for the financing. Bev has met many interesting people along the way, has many stories to share, and would like to hear yours. Join Bev for Bev's Gems Fridays at 6 a.m. on KFNX. Give her a call at 602-277-KFNX.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Trying to stay on top of your health can be a daunting task, to say the least. Sifting through the seemingly endless onslaught of ever-changing do's and don'ts can leave even the most sincere health enthusiast at the end of their rope. Well, now there's Health Focus, the free monthly health publication that puts the diversities of healthcare at your fingertips. Health Focus magazine covers issues ranging from staying hydrated in the Arizona heat and treating snake bites to proper diet and how your voice matters in the government. The publisher of Health Focus is actually a physician that scrutinizes all editorial for accuracy with a contemporary view of medicine. Also, every issue has a hospital directory complete with a map, so you always know where the closest facilities are in case of emergency. Health Focus magazine can be found at Walmart, Safeway, Bally's, or go to their website at health-focus.com. HealthBeat, the heart of medicine today, will bring you the latest in health news and information every Monday beginning at 7 p.m. Listen to fascinating interviews with experts in the health field. Get tips on improving your health. Also, benefit by learning better ways to stay healthy, happy, and fit. Join HealthBeat, the heart of medicine today, hosted by Dr. Cindy Johnston, every Monday beginning at 7 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX. HealthBeat, the heart of medicine today.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m. and listen to Dr. Dorman discuss you and your health. Every week on You and Your Health, Dr. Dorman will offer listeners a chance to participate as he interviews experts in the fields of holistic, homeopathic, and Western medicine. Dr. Dorman will also break through the myths about what you're really buying at health food store and today's latest and greatest trendy health ideas. For practical, comprehensive information on you and your health, tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m. for Dr. Dorman, only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour. You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, calling you for tonight, actually, from Vancouver. So we are still having our problem with getting Sharon connected in. So moving right ahead until the phones start lighting up, and hopefully somebody out there will be calling in. This toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. Any questions or comments on tonight's topic, whether you're involved with, particularly if you've been involved with the industry, one way or the other, but anybody's welcome to call in. One of the areas that I was going to get into tonight, I'll get into anyway, and that has to do with a great deal of controversy around HIV and the increase in numbers that's taking place of new infections, particularly within the gay and bisexual community, which, considering all the education that's gone on, is, to many people, quite surprising and quite sad. And ironically enough, one of the first things I saw in one of the gay newspapers here in Vancouver, a newspaper called Outlooks, is an article called Condom Fatigue, written by Colin Smith from AIDS Calgary Awareness Association. And they actually quote a Los Angeles Times report that the traditional message of always wearing a condom seems not to be working. On March 24th, the LA Times reported that a recent study of almost 2,000 HIV-negative or untested San Francisco residents, including gay and bisexual men, drug users, and heterosexuals, found that nearly one-third had relaxed their concerns about contracting the AIDS virus under the impression that drug cocktails could save their lives. Whatever the reasons, HIV infection is going up amongst gay and bisexual men. Now, considering what many of us have been through for the last 20 years, this is sad and quite alarming. And some people claim what they call condom fatigue or just burnout in general. I know myself, you know, having been through this epidemic for the last 20 years, it is, in a sense, a period of exhaustion. But we know that, you know, condom use will prevent, for the most part, transmission of the HIV virus. So why are gay and bisexual men on an increase of choosing not to use condoms? And, you know, there are a lot of theories to this. You know, one thing quoted in this article is some criticize the campaign of oversimplifying the issues. Some argue that there are, quote, very good reasons why gay men choose to have unprotected anal sex, and one of them is intimacy. Could addressing this lack of intimacy in gay men's lives lead to an increase in safer sex practices? Unquote. You know, I mean, I take a lot of reaction to that, considering the fact that that means that people equate skin contact in intercourse as intimacy. There's a big difference between that physical skin intimacy and emotional and genuine intimacy in people's lives, which has to do with an emotional connection. People are equating intimacy in a anonymous setting, whether it's a bathhouse, whether it's a one-night stand, whether it's gay or straight, that people are actually equating intimacy with that skin contact, as opposed to getting to know somebody, actually making love to somebody, actually having a contact that is emotional, spiritual, as well as physical and sexual. To me, intimacy, my definition of intimacy in the workshops that I've lead is intimacy is an expression of our natural desire for connection. So while I understand that there's that natural desire, I think people who are using barebacking, as it's called, in other words, intercourse without a condom, skin to skin, that people who are actually defending barebacking and using the issue of intimacy are really taking, to me, the wrong track in solving the problem. A one-night stand with skin-to-skin contact that is jeopardizing one, possibly two people's lives is not creating intimacy. If anything, it's a self-destruct course. It's a risky thing, which may be one of the other reasons people are doing it. You know, the excitement around the risk involved. But, of course, many people are barebacking because they're making a conscious choice because they really haven't been through the main part of this AIDS epidemic, where friend after friend and colleague after colleague and client after client has died, sometimes three or four in a week. And that's been my experience. And it was not an easy thing, and it's not something I want to see happen again. This whole issue of barebacking is just very, very scary to me, to actually people choosing, whether they know it or not, to recreate that scenario. The same scenario people in Africa are going through, the same scenario people in our inner cities are going through, where people today are still dying, cocktails or no cocktails. The article that I was referring to also in Outlooks quotes, right now we find among surveys is people uniformly know how HIV is spread and they know how to prevent it. So then you have to go to the next level and talk about what are the other factors that bring people to having unsafe sex, whether it's self-esteem being low or substance abuse. Those are also two issues that need to be addressed. And it's not that big a jump to go from the porn industry, the topic of tonight, to this issue. And as long as, obviously, I have the soapbox tonight, there are many people in the porn industry that take this issue very seriously. There are many companies within the porn industry that will not allow any photography or anything to take place without a condom. There are many people in the porn industry that stand very firm. I know people like Will Clark and Karen Dior and many of them that stand very firm on the fact that to present an image of unsafe sex is actually presenting a statement that says it's okay. To people who have their idols in the industry who say, well, look, so-and-so is doing it. Or look, you know, they're making films like this, it must be okay. People within this industry take it very seriously that they have a responsibility to the industry. I know Will Clark and many others, you know, really stand firm. And there are others in the industry that gay and straight are producing bareback videos, are saying that they have a right to do it. And you know what? They have, on a technical term, a right to do it, but there's a moral and ethical issue. There's an issue that has to do with what we're presenting to a world that has enough, and I'll use the word terrorism in it. HIV has been a 20-year wave of terrorism in a lot of societies, a lot of cities, a lot of cultures, within a lot of groups. We've been terrorized by this virus, and we still are. There are whole countries, whole parts of the world that are being terrorized by a virus and a lack of education and people not making conscious decisions. There's lots of forms of terrorism, and people within this industry are perpetuating that, and there are people within society that perpetuate that. And at the same time, the vast majority of people within this industry are supporting people's lives and well-being. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
4-year colleges aren't for everybody, especially those creative people who want to get their education behind them and their career ahead of them. That's why more and more people are choosing Collins College, where you can start your creative career in less time than you think. Visit us at choosecollins.com. You'll find out about creative careers with a future in visual communications, graphic design, animation, and more. For great jobs in advertising agencies, art studios, television stations, and publishing houses, At ChooseCollins.com, you'll also find out about getting financial aid and scholarships if you qualify. Collins has small class sizes, hands-on learning, plus our instructors are experienced professionals working in the fields they teach. And after you graduate from Collins, we even offer job placement assistance, networking, and referral services. It's all there at ChooseCollins.com. Collins, where you can go farther, faster.
Divorce prevention, depression, anxiety, addictions and compulsive behaviors, sexual issues, eating disorders, trauma resolution, communication and intimacy issues, codependency. In this crazy, mixed up world we live in, sometimes we need help getting through our problems. That's why you need the help of psychological counseling services. We have 17 experts to provide comprehensive psychological care. We offer individual and group sessions and intensive outpatient counseling for individuals, couples, and families. With this special intensive program, you will be on a faster road to healing and recovery. With months of therapy accomplished in just weeks, improve your sense of self and well-being. Get happy. For more information, go to www.pcsearle.com or call 480-947-5739. That's 480-947-5739. Fast track your healing at Psychological Counseling Services.
Join Dr. Carol Lee as she hosts Choices, Calvary Guiding Light, every Thursday from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Dr. Carol will talk about life's issues everyone can relate to. Upcoming shows will focus on education, intimacy and relationships, prayer, faith, and healing. Do you often question yourself and the choices you make in today's chaotic world? Learn what you can do to help yourself choose the right path. Again, that's Choices, Calvary Guiding Light, Thursday at 9 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, calling in the show tonight from beautiful, overcast, rainy Vancouver, British Columbia, which is exactly the weather I was praying for coming from Los Angeles, where I don't get any rain. And tonight, our topic actually has been the porn industry, how it hurts and how it helps its own. The impact the sex industry can have on sex workers and porn stars' emotional, psychological, physical, and spiritual well-being. And the plan was that my guest tonight was going to be Sharon Mitchell, the executive director and founder of the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation and a former porn star herself. And a number of porn stars that had promised they'd be calling in tonight, and something's going on strange with the phones. So you got me. Not a porn star, but hopefully just as intriguing, just the same. And what I've been talking about during the last segment had to do with the issue that's been very controversial of barebacking. And for those that don't know what barebacking is, it's sex without a condom, anal sex particularly, or vaginal sex particularly without a condom. And that within the gay and bisexual communities that the lack of use of condoms has been on the increase. Hence, there's been a tremendous jump in the numbers of not just HIV, but syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia within the gay and bisexual community within the last year, which has caused health departments and gay centers and things like that a tremendous amount of concern. I know that, and I may never have mentioned this to you, but I actually do counseling in Los Angeles at three of the gay bathhouses, the owners being very conscious folks themselves. The owners and management at the Midtown spas have me actually working about 6 hours a week each at 1350 Club in Wilmington, and Melrose Spa, and the management and owner at Flex in Los Angeles have me there about 4 hours a week. And all three of these clubs, in fact, Midtown Spa also, has quite a number of hours of the health department and other groups that come in and do HIV, STD counseling as well as testing. But they actually have me there as a therapist to do crisis intervention, walk-in counseling, all this sort of stuff. And the consciousness and how those particular clubs, and I know that, you know, many other sex businesses throughout the country have responded to this increase by increasing the amount of testing and counseling and advertising and prevalence of condoms, you know, all to, because this is the venue where you can reach people who are in need of reminders more directly. You know, a lot more of the bisexual men. I'm aware of the number of actual married men I actually counsel in the bathhouses, people who are in short as well as very long-term relationships, marriages that have lasted 30 or 40 years, and this is a very fearful and secret part of their lives, and sometimes I'm the first person they're able to talk to and discuss about the behavior, the urges over the years about their attraction to other men. And if not for the types of counseling and the support services that exist in locations like this, some of these men might never really be able to ask questions and get the information that they need because so much of this part of their lives is a secret to the world. I know in some cases I'm the first person ever that they've sat down and actually had a conversation about having an attraction to men and acting on it. And the fear, the guilt, the shame, as well as the excitement and pleasure that comes from this, and how to process it, what to do with it. You know, if you think how many years, you know, any of you have held something inside and secrets, whether it's about sexual abuse, whether it's about physical abuse, whether it's something you've done, you know how that takes a toll. And when you tell the truth, which gets us back to the theme of the show, telling the truth faster means that you can start dealing with something a lot earlier if you have a safe place to discuss it and deal with it. And so these clubs create that sense of safety by having someone like myself there, but also the amount of counseling and information around sexual behaviors, particularly the use of condoms. And so this whole issue of barebacking is on the table, so to speak, and something I'm hoping some of you listening out there will give some second thought to because of the show tonight. So we'll be back in a few minutes with the closing thought, and stay tuned.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altshuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
If you notice your cat's behavior becomes aggressive, you might want to consider having him tested for feline hyperthyroidism. This condition affects the thyroid gland, causing it to become overactive. Symptoms include ravenous appetite, weight loss, hair loss, excessive thirst, vomiting, and diarrhea. If surgery or medication is not an option, visit www.hypercat.com. That's www.hypercat.com. Find out why they are the leading center for the successful treatment of feline hyperthyroidism. Their methods are easier to use than oral medications and safer than surgery. If you suspect your cat shows symptoms of this disease, please see your veterinarian for more details. Don't forget to visit hypercat.com. That's www.hypurcat.com.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed psychotherapist from Los Angeles, calling in the show tonight from Vancouver, British Columbia, while I'm on my first vacation in 3 years, which is totally against everything I teach. But that's what a new house, buying a house can do, and I'm much more conscious now, making sure I start getting away more regularly. Tonight's topic has actually been inclusive of two things, but basically around sex and sexual behaviors. The topic has been the porn industry, how it hurts and how it helps its own, the impact the sex industry can have on sex workers and porn stars' emotional, psychological, physical, and spiritual well-being. Unfortunately, my scheduled guest tonight, Sharon Mitchell, who's the executive director of the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation and a former porn star herself, we've had a glitch and have not been able to hook Sharon in. So we've talked a bit about AIM, which is the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation. One of the other callers was going to be Jason Marston, who also works at AIM, and he himself a former sex worker. And I just want to, I know this is our last few minutes, I want to acknowledge people who are in the sex industry, in the porn industry, who are conscious. I want to acknowledge the producers. I want to acknowledge the actors, the directors, distributors. I remember participating in the production of a video about 3 or 4 years ago called Red Hot and Safe, which actually won an award at the Gay Vienne Awards, I think in 98, for most erotic safe sex video. And it's a prime example of what I'm honoring right now. This was something done within the porn industry. Normally, a feature-length, good-quality porn video could cost anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000 to produce and start distributing. Everyone involved with this video volunteered their time. There were 6 directors who volunteered their time, got their own stars, made their own 20 to 22-minute piece, got volunteer cameramen, got everything edited, everything for free. The entire production of the video, including the box cover design and printing and publishing, came in for under $1,000. And the purpose of this was to raise consciousness. Even Ken Riker, a major gay porn star, did a promo at the beginning of it, actually talking to people about safer sex and the importance of it and the support the porn industry gives to people taking care of themselves. This video raised, over $20,000, but somewhere between $20,000 and $30,000. Almost all of it went to a number of AIDS charities. This is an example of a conscious group of people within an industry that most people think is just out for the money and just out for their own self-gratification. And my experience has been, like anyone, whether they're in advertising, doctors, whatever, there are people in every profession, including therapists, that are out for the money and out for their own glorification and all that stuff. But there are also people within the porn industry, within the sex industry, that are very responsible and take care of themselves, and in doing so, make a concerted effort to take care of their own as well as the community at large and our society. These are the people I'm giving credit to. These are the people that I know have a sense of empowerment as who they are as human beings. And I think this is important no matter what we do in our lives, is to have that sense of empowerment, a sense of self, and to do good work with whatever career we choose. So I want to thank you all for listening tonight. My topic next week will be sex addiction, particularly cyber sex addiction. I thought these two shows would go well hand in hand. And please tune in. And if you're looking to sponsor the show, we would greatly appreciate it. So look forward to having you listen next week. Good night.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.